Okay, so let's just go back a little bit to who the Omar, because we left off in the middle of that story. Ahu the Omar likrivoi, vhi amra likriva. He said, I want my beautiful daughter to marry my relative, but she said she wants their daughter to marry her relative. Kafse, she kept on bothering him, and eventually she forced him. Ad amra tiavi likriva, he gave in. And she and he said, okay, we're gonna go ahead and get married to your relative. Ad achli v'shasi, so they made a whole entire an engagement party. That way, her relative would be able to be mekadesh him. And also kriva be'igra, before her relative got around to being mekadesh, his relative came snuck into the attic. Bekitsha and with Makadish her. So the question is, was the father mask him to his relative's kedushin or not? Amar Abaye Avadunat. Siv She'iris Yisrael Liyasu Avav Liyadaru Chazav. A person does not back out of his words. Avadi's going to keep his words. And even though maybe she, this is not what he wanted and she had to keep on bothering him, but at the end of the day, he's not going to back out of his word, and therefore, for sure, he does not want the kedushin of his relative. Rava Amar, no. Chazaka in Adam Terech B'Suda Mafsida. From the fact that he won't back out of his word, well, over here, in general, of course, someone won't back out of his word, but over here, she really did the wrong thing. She kept on bothering him and bothering him, and he was, like, sort of forced into it. So such a word, maybe a person would back out of, but over here, the reason why he won't back out is because there's a chazak in Adam Terech B'Suda Mafsida. Over here, he had to send that invitation, and he prepared a whole entire big suda, and it was a tremendous tircha. So the chayr, he's not going to go ahead and be mafsid the whole entire suda that he made for her relative. What? Him, his Rebbetzin, I'm saying, well,
Rashi?
Dr. Ashi. It says Kafse. I'm sorry, we're a little back. Hu Amar Likrevoy. Maisa Hayasha Ish Amar Losid Bitiktana Likrevoy. The Ishli Amra Shidnana Likreva. And his wife says that you should give it to her relative. Kafse Hekrichasa. She forced him, she convinced him. But he said, okay, fine, I'll go ahead and give our daughter in marriage to your relative. So they made the suda, and they invited all their relatives to the engagement party. And meanwhile, before her relative got around to doing kedushin, his relative went to Igra Baliyah, Bekitsha Beseser, not in front of his wife, because obviously she wouldn't be in secret. His relative made the kedushin, but Dain Lekibla Av Kedushin Mekarv Shalishtai. And the father still was not makabel the kedushin. So Abaye said he won't back out because lo yasu avlo, but lo chayshinin, but ha shem esratav. Even though in general maybe we will be chayshus that the father would be masking to the kedushin, but over here the father would not be masking. Why? The way hadar be mediburi, he's going to keep his word. Rav Amar time achrina. The vaday lo esratav. I have a different reason. Not that the reason is because I won't back out of my word. Rather, the reason is the kibun the tarich hayavia bas lase suda enem afsida. Since the father and his rebbetzin made this whole entire big suda. Avia bas, the father of his daughter. Meaning this person. Yeah, but it doesn't mean only he did it. It doesn't mean his what. Yeah, since they prepared this whole entire suda, I don't want it to go to waste. I can't use the suda which was for her relative for his relative, so then therefore they don't want to do it. Yeah.
Sure. I was wondering, this person in the attic, was he the? Does anyone? My Rabbi Pullman translated random person, but was he the person who does?
Either way, the point is that once he already gave his word, or once he already prepared a suda for someone else.
No, I understand that.
Right. Yeah.
However, it does have some ramifications as if we knew that this was a person desired by
right.
the father.
Yeah, so that would definitely be a bigger chiddush if we know it's a relative that he would want. We'll still say this chiddush, even though that's what originally happened. Yeah, 100%. It says asa krivi be'igra, so krivi is the chara.
His
relative, who he originally wanted.
Right.
Now he was asking, you know, he had many relatives. Dr. Schwab was asking, he had many relatives. Was this like the specific relative, or just like he had, or maybe just he wanted one of his relatives and he didn't have anyone?
I mean, this is one of those examples where it sounds like the can this marriage be saved type of examples. But if this person already had some sort of reason to believe that he was going to be Makadish this girl, that's something a bit different. It doesn't obviate the idea that you don't,
right.
you know, don't go back on your word no matter what.
It's Rashi.
Yeah.
The first five words, aren't they read as one phrase? It's Rashi just read.
Dulitarach?
Yeah.
I said Dulitarach Lassus. Rav Amar. Rav Amar. Time
Another
reason
why he's
Vadi now. Right.
Not Time Achrin in
this. He argued? You want to know if he argued on it?
Because the Nafkamina comes out later, right?
We're about to say the next two words, Nafkamina.
Like that phrase is there's another reason that Vadi in this case lower.
Right. So Zok the Gemara, my Benaya, what's the Nafkamina between Abaye's reason that you won't back out on your word, and Rava's reason that if you prepared a whole entire suit that you won't back out? What about in the case that you gave your word, but you did not yet prepare a whole suit, that you were only going to do that next week, and meanwhile, he snuck in? So according to Bai, I won't back out on my word. Who cares if I made the whole big engagement party, or the whole big fart? But according to Rava, he says that I'm only not backing out because I prepared the whole suit. Well, if I'm loitarach, if I did not prepare a suit, then perhaps I would back out and go back to say this is what I originally wanted, and you know she kept on bothering me, and I finally gave in. But sure, but that wasn't right of her to keep on bothering me. I really wanted my relative, and even though maybe I wouldn't have gone back on my word, but now that it happened to work out the way I wanted, I'm like, okay, fine.
Regular purchase that is a regular purchase that is done by force. The shayla, if that's considered a
That's another thing.
That doesn't apply here.
No, over here.
Get her off my back.
No, so over here, it's not by force. Someone was Makadish in the question, and that's not a good condition unless it's Mr. Atzav.
The wife's, she was bugging him to no end until he said, okay, whatever you say.
But then the person comes ahead and gives the condition to the father, and the father willingly accepts it. No one's holding a gun to his head. I mean, even if she burnt supper for 3 days in a row and said, you know, you're going to keep on having burnt suppers, or she just, like, kept on bothering him. But at the end of the day, as long as he agreed to the condition, it would absolutely be good. That's Muchach and that's Gemara.
The Ferish Gemara is in one of the Baba something or other. That even if you hang someone up by their thumbs and they give verbal agreement to the sale of the land, the sale of the land is chal.
Or as long as you're Makabe. That's the Gemara referring to Tulu Vizav, and since Lamaisa you got money and you accepted the money, then therefore it would be good.
No, I don't see the wife hanging him up by his thumb.
Yeah, no.
Worse.
Over here it's the classical husband-wife type of arguments. Okay, Dr. Ashi, Deloy Tarach. Lasai Suda, in a case that he did not yet, or he wasn't much enough to make a Suda, you don't have to make a Vart, some people don't make a Vart, or whatever it was, he didn't do it yet. Labaye Mikivin de Oidila, once he already was masking to her, Sulei Hadar, I'm not going to back out of my word, but according to Rava, you will be Cheshish that maybe he was masking as long as he wasn't Tereach in the Suda. Okay. That was that story. Next story. Until now, we were talking about Kedushin Shaloi Ludasavia. The next Gemara I want to discuss it from the Skacha Ludasavia. The father is very happy, and he accepts the Kedushin. Ludasavia, she was in the Skacha, and the father was masking. Then Bahakavil Medina Shayam. Then the father ended up taking a really long trip to Medina Shayam, and she couldn't wait any longer to have Nisuin. She wanted to get married already. But Umdivinises, and then she got up and did a Nisuin, and the father was not around. It was Shaloy Ladaita. So the question is, the father obviously wants this person. He already chose this person for Kedushin. But he wasn't there for the Nisuan. Perhaps he doesn't want the Nisuan. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe he's upset at the person for doing the Nisuan and not waiting for him for whatever reason. Do we assume that the father was masking to the Nisuan or not? Amarav, Echelus Betruma. We have the right to assume that since the father already chose this guy for a Kedushin, he's probably okay with the Nisuan, and since he's probably okay with the Nisuan, we assume that it would be a good Nisuan, and therefore, if he's a Kohen, and she does Nisuan to him, it will be a good Nisuan, and she could eat Truma. Until the father comes. If the father comes and says, no, I'm not masking to the Nisuan, then at that point already we say the Nisuan was not a good Nisuan and she's going to have to stop eating. But until then, we have the right to assume that he will be masking. While Rav Asi Amar, Enoi Chalas, she said, how could she start eating? Shami Avay Avi Avi Yimcha. Why should you assume that the father would be masking?
I don't hear that. Why would you assume? What? How many people? What's the percentage of people that follow the great areas and don't agree with Nisuin? What's the numbers? So I'd imagine
when your daughter gets married, you probably want to be by the chasana. So there might be many fathers that would be pretty upset that they went ahead by the chasana without them. Right, that could be one reason. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are chas, he's okay with the person, but it could be he's not okay with
timing.
Shema Yovel Yavi Avi Yimcha. So perhaps, again, it's only a chash, but maybe the father will come in and Yimcha. And what will happen if he'll be Moichav? Then says Zarechal's Betruma. That ends up being she's not in the Suwa, she's only in Arusa, and therefore she's like a Zar who's eating in Truma Lamafreya. So therefore, we don't want that to happen. So therefore, let's wait and see if the father is okay or if the father is not okay.
Derisive type of thing?
So let's see Rashi about that question. What? Right, yeah. Rashi didn't speak that out. Zok Rashi chelz b'truma im koyin uzeh. Well, obviously she can only eat truma if her husband's a koyin. If he's a Yisrael, obviously not. But Ava b'shaloi hoi sechupa zu l'das ha'av. And even though the father wasn't there and the father wasn't aware of this chupa, v'amir rabbanon ein ha'ishoi chelz b'truma asher dikonis l'chupa amid rabbanon. The rabbanon said that a lady is not allowed to eat truma until she has chupa. Once you did Makinin Kasef, a Erisin of Kasef, she could eat. But Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said you cannot eat until Chuppah. So over here it would be an Isser Rabbanan that you can't eat Shuma. Zu Hoyo B'Kedushel Udaita Haya. Over here, she did Kedushin Midraisa. So Midraisa, she could eat. And the father is okay with this person. So Mistaver. We could assume that the father would agree to the chuppah, and therefore for an Issei D'Rabbanan, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, we have the right to be mekel on the Issei D'Rabbanan and assume that the father would have been masking. Once the father comes back and he hears about it, if he comes in Meicha, he still has the right to be Meicha, but we could assume he won't. Yes, sorry, Dr. Schwab, you had a question?
So I did the more breakdown. Earlier idea 2 lines ago that people don't go back on the agreement to the condition implies to me, as Dr. Harris pointed out, is this sort of sum. It's not a sum of the day where we see it at the same time.
Yeah.
But if it came, it's still some. You do it.
So that's why I suggested Dr. Harris, when the facts change, sometimes your opinion could change. I mean, the father agreed to the Kedushin, but he imagined at the time of the Kedushin that he would be there by the chuppah. The fact that they would go ahead and not even wait for him to come back and do a chuppah, it could be he didn't do it, and now maybe he's upset about that. So it's quite possible that he won't. But yeah, there is an implication, but it's not like a first word. Maybe I wanted it at a certain time, a certain place, a certain way. You know, that's not a stira. I didn't say no to chuppah. I just didn't want this chuppah at this place at this time and this eifin. That's not...
Speaking of someone who actually just went off to city hall and got married 10 years ago.
I'm not going to get into any private details, yeah? What?
It seems like
you're agreeing to Rav. Rav is not a bad opinion to hold. Like, so I'll call upon, but Rav Asi, it's fine. So we have Machlokes Rav and Rav Asi. That Rav said we assume that the father will agree, and Rav Asi said you have no right to assume that the father will agree, and even though it's only an issur d'rabbanan, but since we didn't say the father was maskim, and the father had the right to be maskim or not to be maskim to the chuppah, and therefore she cannot eat.
It's a sefik, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a regular sefik d'rabbanan.
Right.
So you go with sefik d'rabbanan.
So it's a Rav hold sefik. You're saying like Rav. Rav
says... I was wondering, what's Rav asking that?
The Rav and Rav Asi. So I think Rav is saying the Meisah, the Rabbanim said you can't eat until Chuppah, so therefore the Chazak is that you can't eat until we know there's a good Chuppah. And right now, over here, you know, you did something a little not so proper. Normally you make sure to check with the dad. The dad has the right to go ahead.
Is that subject then?
Not it's not a subject, but we'll be machmer on the subject. Well, in general, we don't say by all sfeikas rabban lekula. I mean, I don't want to go through the whole entire topic, but yeah, it depends on the suffix. It's, you know, yeah. In this case,
we see clearly in the Gemara and Shabbos sometimes rabban have an even sharper.
Yeah, we're definitely machmer, but despite the rabban being more. Right, but still, in general, the rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula, but everything's got to be equal, and over here, there's enough of a chesh.
I personally never know.
If you want to know Hilchos Safek Derabanan Lekula, the Siman to learn is Yerideya Siman Kofiyot. Over there, they give a whole entire bunch of lists. But like, for instance, one of the classic examples is, not every time you don't know is that called a suffix. There's like one of the basic rules in Safek Derabanan Lekula. A suffix means it's a real suffix. If it's something that you just have a chasaron in your knowledge, then that's not called Safek Derabanan Lekula. Otherwise, all day I could just say, I don't know anything, and then I could be mekel on all the rabbanans, meaning you... If you don't know, so you gotta you have to go open the safer and learn, or you have to do it. Not every Safek Derabanan Lekula. Again, I don't want to go into all the rules of Safek Derabanan Lekula, but I'll call upon him. In this case, Rav Asi feels that we would be machmer. Yeah.
We're talking about a katana, right? We're talking about a katana here?
Yeah.
What is Olacha as far as father? He's the one who made off his daughter. Lucian or Nisim?
Both. So it's clear from this Gemara. Until now, we've been discussing Kedushin, but it says it's Bitin and Sati L'Shadzeh, and the father also has the right, not just for Kedushin, but also to Nisuin.
Nisuin didn't happen yet before the father left.
Right.
That's the final thing that the father has to assist the Torah to do.
Right.
It's not brought up yet. No, she got married on her own.
So now he, we need his, him to be maskim. It's not chal at all unless he's maskim. The Nisuin's not chal at all unless he's maskim. Once he's maskim, then she's already in the Nisuin. She left his rishus. It's because
they assume the father will, because he did one,
right.
He'll agree to the other.
Right, and it's not just because, and usually the implication, and like Dr. Sharon spoke out, the implication of agreeing to Kedushin is that it should eventually lead to Nisuin.
Wait until I get home before you do your.
Yeah, well, then he clearly said, I'm not maskim. If the father clearly indicates, or if he's Yaveh 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 Yimcha,
should I have Nisuin without his permission?
No, it won't work. Not only... Hava Avda V'chosh Lo Rav L'Hadar Rav Asi Halacha L'Maisa, despite everyone's objections, even though Rav holds Me'ikar Din, we could assume, but L'Maisa, when it came to Halacha L'Maisa, Rav was a little nervous for to eat Chuma, and he was pushing for Rav Asi, and he said, you know, before you eat Chuma, just eat normal stuff, and let's wait until the husband until the father comes back, and we could be Mavarer if he was masking or not. So we see that that's, even Rav himself was a little nervous sometimes.
The problem is whether or not he actually retracted. The two sides of the debate whether he actually retracted or...
He didn't retract, but in those circumstances, he was a little bit nervous. He didn't feel any urgent thing. She doesn't have to start eating chuma. She could still stay, and she could eat chulin until, you know, Mitzvah Shem, the father's going to come back. Or also, like, you don't know all the details of the case. Maybe in that case, he happened to know the father, and he was more chayshish. But you should know, it's not like Rav had such a strong shita. Rav L'maisa was chayshish l'chumra for Rav Asi, and he was machmer, not necessarily me'akar adin. But he said that it would be better to wait. But if you look at Tosfos, at Dibur Maskil Hava, I'm not going to see it now, but Tosfos Taka learned that Rav was actually being chayzer by... Plus, you don't have to say that, but Tosfos learns based on this thing that Rav L'maisa held out that was chayzer, and he said, like Rav Asi, that you should be machmer. Fine. Next halacha. Amar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak umayd the Rav, even originally that Rav argued, or even if Rav still argued, that's only in Truma, which is the Rabbanah, but umayd the Rav, in general, after Erisin, the husband does not inherit his wife, but after Nisuin, the halacha is that her relatives do not inherit her anymore, rather the husband inherits her. So Rav's masking when it comes to Mamanis that he will not yarishin her, only when it comes to Savi Drabban you go Lakula. When it comes to Mamanis, Fakara, Mitzi Mechaver Love Arayas. If you want to claim that you're the Yerish, you need a raya that's a Vadikud Nisuan. And over here, we don't know that the father was masking, and therefore he cannot get the Yerusha. Dr. Ashi, Umoydu Rav, even though when it comes to Truma Drabbanan, we say the assumption is that he was masking to the Chuppah. Over there, worst case scenario, even if he would not mask him, still achol midiraisa. Midiraisa, she still had a right to eat once she did erisin. Darusa oichels b'tshuma dvar Torah. Because the Torah says that an arusa could eat, because it says kinyan kasbay, as long as you gave her kasa for a kedushin, an arusa could eat truma. Aval in Yerusha, the Be'inan She'erai, however, by Yerusha, in order to yarshin your wife, you need a Bishaira, you need Chuppa, Daraisa, and an Arusa, Medaraisa, does not yarshin his wife. Moidu de Inay Elaka Arus, and therefore we have to be Chayshish that you're only an Arus, and the Chuppa was not a good Chuppa, Vimesa, Inay Yarsha. Why? The Kivan, the Masafkalon, since we have a suffix, was the father mask him or not, and the Sratza Bechuppa Elav, a Kimna Mamayna Mechaskas Mari, then we say the general rule that the money stays Bechaskasai, and the Chazak is that her relatives will yarshin her, not him, and therefore, until you could prove that the father was masking, the halacha is that the husband will not yarshin her.
No, Dr. Hirn said something, we do not know, again, what the father, he's a minyan sayam, whatever, yeah. So if 95% is if you're masking to kedushin, you're masking to chuppah, right? Is that?
I don't know about that number.
I'm just saying numbers right now. Trying to say is, does that change? Is it if it's a suffix or not? It's still no matter until you have 100%. Is that considered a suffix? That's bottom line question.
So basically, the rule is a mitzvah chaver love haraya has to be a raya brura. Now, I don't think every raya brura has to be absolutely 100%, but it's got to be considered together a raya brura, and this assumption is not together a raya brura. I'm not going to give specific numbers, but yeah, I don't know if every raya brura has to be 100%. I mean, every edim could be lying, but we consider that a raya brura. I don't think even when edim come, it's 100%. Maybe it's 99%, 98%, but the point was it's got to be together raya brura. Yeah, sorry, you had a...
background, who would be the Murray here in this case?
Her relatives. Until now, she grew up in a certain family. Let's call it she was a Cohen, and now she married Stein. I don't know, whatever.
She didn't assume
she was Ladasavia. But she's still in her family's reshus until
the came back. She was Niftura. She dies.
But after there was an Nisuan, she lived Ladasavia.
Now, can the father impact that Nisuan post her post?
If we could somehow prove that the father was Maskim, then yeah.
We're not afraid that the father's going to cahoots with this.
That's another shayla of Nemanus. You know, we're not going to have anything. If we could prove that the father was Maskim, then yeah. If not, you know. Right. Yeah, I mean, the point is, well, whatever is considered raya, but in the moment, you could always be a chayshish, people are in the cahoots, I'm saying, yeah. As I said, if you could prove it, together, raya, brura, together, that he would be Naaman. Rav Huna Amar Eina Eichelas. Oh, sorry, I skipped Gemara. Fine. Fine. A new case. Niskatsha Ladas, Venise Shaloy Ladas. Let's say you had Kedushin, that the father was maskim too, but once again, you didn't assume without the das of the ab, but over here, but via kan. Over here, the father was right here, and still, for whatever reason, you didn't ask his permission, and you went ahead, I don't know, you went to City Hall, the father was right here, you didn't bother asking him, and you went in, and you did a shotgun wedding. Or whatever. So, even though the father was right here in town, you could have asked his permission. That would have been the proper thing to do, L'chaira. And for whatever reason, not getting into the details, you went and you did an ensuing without him. Over there is the father masking. Rav Huna Amar Eina Echelas. Rav Huna says that in this case we're going to assume that the father is not masking since he's here. And even though Rav said before Echelas, here I'm going to tell you Eina Echelas. And Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Amar Echelas. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba said, no, in this case you could eat. What's the machlokes? Rav Huna Amar Eina Echelas. Rav Huna says that the halacha is that she cannot eat it. Why? Well, according to Rav Asi, who said that even in a previous case that you can't eat, so for sure over here also you can't eat it. Afil Rav, the Amar Echelas, and even if you want to tell me like Rav that said when the father is not here, we could assume if he agreed to the Kedushin that he would agree to the Nesuin. Hasam hu dele yisei la'av. That's only in the case that the father's not here. And since he's not here, it could be the father's really upset, and as soon as he comes, he's going to start yelling and then saying he didn't want the chuppah without him being here. Av ha'cha de yisei la'av, ha'id ishtek mirsech rasach. But over here, the father is here. So the father is here, let him come and complain and say, I don't want it. But over here, the fact that the father is here, then for sure he's upset that they didn't invite him. Why in the world did they not ask his permission? Bisham, if he's away, so he understands that for whatever reason, his flight got delayed, his trip keeps on getting longer and longer. They couldn't wait. But over here, he's right here. Why in the world didn't they ask me my permission? And therefore, he's very upset, and he is not masking to the Nisuan. I hide the ishtik, so why doesn't he go ahead and complain and say, I don't want it? Why is he keeping his mouth shut? Teretz is mirsach rasach. He's afraid if he opens his mouth, he's not sure what he's going to come out and say. So he's mirsach rasach. He's just too upset to say anything, but his shtika is not a raya k'idah. But you're going to say like Rav Yirmi, that if you Rav Yirmi is about to say fakat, the fact that you're quiet shows shtika k'idah. I mean, that's the machlokes. The machlokes is if you're right here, it's a much bigger chutzpah to not invite me. right? If I'm away and, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, okay, so eventually it's 12 months and, you know, they feel that they can't wait anymore, so they go ahead with it. I'm right here in town and you go ahead and sneak behind my back and don't invite me, as that chutzpah, or who knows, that even though I'm shaysik, it's not a raya, maybe I'm keeping quiet because sometimes when you're really angry, you shouldn't open your mouth.
The suffix is father is out of town.
No, in town, in town.
No.
In the previous Gemara, he was out of town.
Sorry. The suffix came about because the father was out of town. We didn't know what he wanted, right?
Before.
In the previous Gemara.
Yeah.
Make that clear.
He's here.
Correct.
There's no suffix.
What do you mean? He's here.
Ask him. Until you do. I mean, what? You find out. He's here.
You know, why don't you ask him?
You mean he's not? Don't tell me he's not here. He's here.
What are you worried about?
Exactly. Thank you.
But he hadn't said anything yet.
So right now,
should we assume it's good?
Until we
find
out.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
So the question. So let's say, and then he went away, or let's say he dropped dead of a heart attack or whatever it was.
Oh, you
or,
mean,
or let's say you won't trust him or whatever.
What do you say? That at the end of the day, he still wasn't available?
Right now, when we want to know if insulin was good, then he went. I mean, b'shas l'chuppah, he was here. The next day, he went out of town. B'shas l'chuppah, he was here.
It happened.
So now the question is, what could we assume right now? Could we assume if he was here, he's for sure upset about it? Or we say the fact that he was here, he could have came in and walked in and said, sorry, guys. Chuppah's over, all the guests go home. This chuppah is just a play. It's not working. Or he doesn't have to embarrass him. He could come in the next day and say, you know, why are you moving out of my house? You know, in general, the daughter was living by his house until the chuppah, and afterwards she's moving out. Why are you moving out into the husband's house? You're not married yet. So his assumption is, hi, the ishtik versus rasach, that's the general assumption.
How would he then show what you clap and dance and sing to me? What is about Fouquet that shows that he was masking? He's not angry.
He could say he's masking. If he says he's masking, then no one's going to disagree. He wasn't invited. Maybe he didn't come. I mean, by the way, even if the father's not invited to the chasana, it's quite possible he heard about the chasana, right? He could have came. I mean, it's not clear from the Gemara, did he come or not he come? That's actually in Machlokes Rishonim. It's the case he wasn't invited and he did come. Just means he's in town. It doesn't mean he's like here by the chuppah. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba Amar Eichalas. Rav Yirmiya bar Abba disagrees, and he says that we can assume the chuppah is good. I feel Rav Asi Damar Ein Eichalas, and even Quint Rav Asi in the previous Gemara that tells us that we cannot eat because we have no right to assume that the father is masking. Over there, the reason why we're chayshish that the father won't want, because the father's not around, we have no indication of what the father wants, and it could be as soon as the father comes in, first thing he's going to do is yell and scream and be meicha and say it's not a good chuppah. Avahacha made the shasik. Over here, he's right here. If he has a problem with it, let him speak up. Made the shasik by the fact that he kept quiet and he didn't make any problems. This nuchis nichale. That's a raya. That veis the chayz, he was masking. And therefore, the chuppah, according to Yirmiya, will be good, even according to Rav Asi. Dr. Ashi, Benisa Shaloy Ladas, Dr. Ashi, Loy Hoydios, it wasn't mean Shaloy Ladas, I right here. The Chara, he heard about it, right? Probably if your daughter gets married in town, you'll probably hear about it, I'd imagine. It means Loy Hoydios, she didn't inform him, but he's aware of that fact. And since he's aware of that fact, he could say yeah, he could say no, he could come over with a mazel tov, or he could just go radio silent and keep quiet. So in the case that he's completely quiet, what do we assume his shtika means? Do we assume his shtika means that he's angry, or do we assume that his shtika is saying, I'm fine with it, if you want to go get married without me, fine. Next, third case. Niskadsha Shaloy Ladas Aviyah, Venisi Shaloy Ladas. Everything was Shaloy Ladas. The Kedushin was Shaloy Ladas. And the Nesuin was Shaloy Ladas. But via Khan, and the father is here in the city. followed in the city, but yet she was Makabel Kedushin without his permission. She's Makabel Nisuin. What's the assumption there? If Huna Amar Eichelis, if Huna says in this case Eichelis, we're going to have to explain why. Rabbi Bar Abba Amar Eino Eichelis, which sounds very logical. Rabbi Bar Abba, I could understand that, you know, he's right here, and she didn't ask his permission for the Kedushin, and she didn't ask permission for his Nisuin. That's where Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, Eino Eichelis. But Rav Huna says that, no, she could eat. Why? Amar Ula, Hadra Rav Huna, Kachimitz L'shinayim. This that Rav Huna says, its logic is like vinegar to my teeth, Uka Ashen L'einayim. And it's like smoke in my eyes. I don't understand Rav Huna at all. Why? Hashta. In the case of the father was here, and he would mask him to the Kedushin, and he likes this person marrying his daughter, Amrit Layachla, and still Rav Huna is of the opinion that even though by the chuppah, we don't know that he was masking to it, and maybe the fact that he's being quiet is he's angry. Hachalai Kalshkin over here, for sure, he would never even mask him to the Kedushin. Why in the world should you assume that he agreed to both the Kedushin and the Nisuin? Dr. Ashi Mahas and the Kushad writes the Washington's Kachel Adas that she got permission from the father. So over there, the condition was the Raisa. The halacha is that we're not chayshish. We don't assume that the chuppah was good. Why over here do we assume that both the condition and the chuppah were good? What?
Not the father's input.
No, Kedushin Shalodas Aviyah would not be a good Kedushin at all. It's just a chashash that maybe he would mask him. So over here, Rav Huna is making two assumptions. We're saying we could assume that he would mask him to the Kedushin, and we could assume that he would mask him to the Nisuin, and therefore she could go ahead and eat.
So she married herself, her father had to be aware of it.
He was aware, but he didn't say anything.
If he wasn't aware of it, wouldn't even be the Rabbanim.
Right, yeah. Yeah, if he would not mask him to it, then it won't be chal at all. The question is, we don't know what the father's opinion is until we clarify that. So therefore, what does he say? Near and every Talmud, I disagree with Rav Huna, and I hold like Rav Huna's Talmud, Rav Yirmiyahu, Dr. Ashi. Near and every Talmud, Ulof Messiah Melsev Azel. Ulof finishes off his Dibur, Ka'amar, Near and every Rav Yirmiyahu, Shu Talmidish Rav Huna. I agree with Rav Yirmiyahu, who is mentioning, if you want to know historical fact, Rav Yirmiyahu was the Talmud of Rav Huna. So even though in general a Rebbe and a Talmud will hold like the Rebbe, but over here I don't understand Rav Huna's logic at all. Why in the world do you have the right to assume he wants the Kedushin and the Nisuin? She's not even kin kaspei, there's a suffix there, right? So, and you should go to Chumrah. Why is Rav Huna being Mekel? So Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna. What's Takap Shad in Rav Huna that over here, even though it's a suffix deraisa, you don't know the conditions deraisa, you don't know the Nisuin's good, and yet he assumes that everything's good. Hoyel v'nasaba yisema b'chaya av. So it is over here, she's like saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you, you don't want to have anything to do with me. In the case of the father's taking care of his daughter, and he's making condition for her, and then she goes ahead and she does the Nisuin, Shalala Das. So then, Dr. Huna, I don't know that he's masking, but over here, she makes the Kedushin, he doesn't say a word. She does the Chuppah, he doesn't say a word. It's like he's saying, I don't want to have anything to do with you, you won't have anything to do with me. It's as if you're a Yosem, and it's like you have no father. Dr. Rashi explains. She's acting like she's a Yisema, like she has no father. She's like basically saying, I have nothing to do with you. Sorry, which word? B'chayev Kitsha. Even though he was alive, she's not a real Yasim. A Yasim means that the father is, an orphan means that the father is not alive. But over here really it was B'chayev Kitsha. You see, but she's acting, even though he's alive, as if he's dead to her. And he's not saying anything. What normal father? She does Kedushin, doesn't say a word, doesn't give her a mazel tov, doesn't say yeah, doesn't say no. She does a Nisuin, moves out of his house, doesn't say a word. What's...
What was that? I mean, he wasn't aware that she was getting married. He only saw the...
The results, but why didn't he say something afterwards?
How could she marry herself? picture of the father who's in the picture. He's not going anywhere.
Right. So you think the Christian shouldn't work? What? So you think the Christian shouldn't work unless he's masked?
That's what I'm suggesting.
So that's what Rashi's about to explain. So what's pshat that he kept quiet? It's a weird thing. Your daughter does kedushin, don't say a word. It's doing the same thing. Either basically what the father is saying is, if you don't want to have anything to do with me, I'm being mafka my zechus in you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. Now you're in control of your own destiny. I'm being mafka my zechus, and you now have full zechus in for kedushin and nisuin. Or else, I don't know, this father is just a very quiet father, and he's being maskim. Fine, you want this kedushin? Fine, I'm maskim. You want this nisuin? You don't want to ask my opinion? Fine, I'm being maskim. So basically, what we're saying is that even though he kept quiet, I don't know if he's thrilled with these things of b'di'evet, he's doing the shrat sa'av, Baruch Hashem, this is my problematic daughter, finally is off my hands, and I didn't even have to lift a finger, and now she's got someone else, she's someone else's problem.
But according to the second saying, he's quiet, but before, Buddha said, he you can't eat it.
That's the case that you were interested in your father. She's not a problematic daughter. You were worried about your daughter. You made kedushin for her. And then she went and snuck off. This is the daughter that you want to have a relationship with, right? And you went and you picked out a chasen for her and you made the kedushin. So the daughter, so we don't see that she's like a yisema b'chayav. We don't see even mafker as a chas. So now, Rashi is about to explain it. The Bishlam is Kadshel Adayte. The Bishlam in the previous case that he did make the Kedushim and he said Shalel Adayte, and all she did was one thing without his permission. One shtika, that just means that he's upset. He's just calming himself down and thinking of what to say. But no one would keep quiet for a whole entire year by two things, kedushin and nisuin. That's already something's off by the fact that he's quiet. But if all she did was one thing wrong, you know, okay. So she made a mistake. She did a wrong thing. He's upset, but he'll eventually get over with it. He's still interested. Just because you can make a mistake doesn't mean you're masker them. But over here, she did a kedushin and the suin. It was a whole long process. He didn't say anything. If she, no one keeps quiet that long over there, there's a raya of shtika kaida.
That's mashma to me. Probably wrong. That the Torah gave him the right to make a decision on her life. It says chus sheyesh lo bo, his mafker, that's chus. Does that mean she has the right to derisa to be married now? Not mid rabbana. Took away his chus.
Basically, he was being mafker. He's like saying, do whatever you want. Like, did you learn the Gemara Tziva Kibli Kiddushayach? Did you learn the Gemara? Like, if the father told the daughter, Tziva Kibli Kiddushayach, go out and be Mekadeshes to whoever you want. I'm being mafker. You're in control of your own destiny. I'm no longer. I'm fine with whatever you do.
Is it the Raisa? Was she getting married? If she, this, whatever schus she has, what schus throws me off?
I mean, she was in his rishus, and he could stop it, and now he's saying, Siva Kili Kishach, you could do whatever you want. So what's halacha by every time he says, go ahead and get married to...
The Yisocha, they had this cross over her. Seems to me that if it wasn't for that, I mean, I know if she's an orphan,
and or like Yisrael Mechayav, right. So then maybe it would be, so she's like Yisrael Mechayav, so maybe that would be similar. And also we're going to see in the next Gemara, also there's two cases. She's in his Rishos both as a Katana, and she's also in his Rishos also as a Naira. We're going to see in the next Gemara. Even though she's already a Bas Mitzvah, but for the first 6 months she's still in his Rishos. So in the case of a Naira, that would be a Kedusha Dereis. It would only be... be a ketana, so then you don't say shikha kaidan, you don't say it's the father's kedushin, if it's only her kedushin, so then kedusha ketana is only the rabbanim. Okay, itmar. So on the next gemara, we have the gears that we're still talking about.
She doesn't have parents at all, or a brother.
Yeah.
She can marry herself off.
If she doesn't have
any family, no father, mother, or brother.
So then maybe Bazin would do. I mean, you say probably. I guess she could do it. Midrabanan, yeah. Itmar ketana shenisgatsho shelo dasavia. If you have a ketana, or some people have the girsa naira, because the naira is also in the father's rishos, and she had kedushin without the dasa of the father. Amarav. Before the father says yes, I agree to the kedushin, the father could say no, obviously. But even she could say, you know, I changed my mind, even though I accepted the kedushin. But since the kedushin weren't chal yet, until the father is masking, therefore she could back out and say, you know, forget it, I don't want it. She accepted the kedushin. The father could say, I don't want it, because you need the father's heskim. But by her, the halacha is that she has no right to be ma'akev once she already agreed. Dr. Ash.
There.
What?
What's the law? What, why not?
What's the reason why she cannot be ma'akev?
Yeah, well, why can't she change her mind?
To say, I changed my mind. He said, do you want to marry me? She said, yes, I want to. But it still wasn't chal yet until the father agreed. Now they're about to go ask the father tomorrow. But meanwhile, that night, she has second thoughts, and she's like, forget about it. And she says, no, I don't want it anymore. Now, even if they go to the father tomorrow, and the father says, yeah, tomorrow, it's too late, because she already backed out that night. So if you hold, like Rav, then you hold that she could back out, and now the condition's over already. According to Rashi, she cannot back out, and therefore, if the father agrees tomorrow, and she already agreed yesterday, then
he means in the hands of the father, so she can't drink
out. Right.
Ma'akev is the same thing as Moon?
Yeah, Ma'akev says, saying no.
If her father can marry his daughter against her will, Katana, he can.
Right.
Yes? Then,
yes.
Then it's no big kiddush, right?
Whether
she agreed or didn't agree,
yeah.
The father.
Right, but the difference is over here, the father didn't marry her off, she was the one that was makabel the kedushin, so now she was mevatel that maisa kedushin. Over here, if the guy would give the money to the father, so then she doesn't have a say, but in the case that he gave it to her, he gave a say, and she was now mevatel that maisa and says, I don't want that money to give to you. Now if the father wants, he could do another maisa kedushin and give it to the father, and she won't have it, because the father is not willing to do that. He's just saying, I'm asking for the kedushin he did yesterday, but it's too late. That kedushin was already batel, if she had the right to be ma'akev. That's what Rashi explains. Since at the time that he gave it to her, and she said okay, but the father did not want it, in basel lachzer, if she wants to back out before the father will be maskim chazeres, she had the right to back out. And the fact that the father tomorrow will say yes, it's too late, because she was already mavatel the whole entire kedushin. Now, once again, if the husband and the father still want to be makadish her, they could now go against her will and do a new maisa kedushin of him not giving it to her, but giving it to the father. But vivite that he gave it to. Vivite he gave it to her, she had the right to say, I'm being mavatel my kabbal. Ravasi said no, the father has the right to go ahead and be ma'akev. She's completely in the rishus of the father. She was already masking, so she's done her part already.
How does she get out of it?
Only just by convincing her father to say no, or by, getting a get. If her father ends up saying, I mean, she could convince her father, you know, Daddy, I made a big mistake, please say no. But her father said, no, I don't think it was a mistake, I want to be masked, and then, yeah, she'll be stuck, and she'll have to get a get or something. Yeah?
Just a clarification, I mean, the legal status of some of the high up is, first of all, is that a legal status? You sell the high up, an orphanage,
there are other cases of Yisrael Mechayav. Yeah, there are other cases. But normally Yisrael Mechayav means she actually left his rishus, not that he decided.
Yeah, no. So, yeah, I know. Earlier, when she was, do I recall that
Like, through the suing.
You sum the guy up, is someone, the girl who ages low, however, she has legal status of a Begaris.
Right, and she left his rishos. Right.
So she has full. Yeah, her father has nothing to say.
But that's only if she actually left his rishos, like she got married to someone and then got divorced. But over here she did not get married to anyone yet. She's just doing kiddush and then the suin now.
So, and
until she actually left his rishos, this is just like a self-made Yisrael B'chaya Av.
So she does not have.
Right, she does not have the status, but she's acting as if she had, and the father's saying, okay, if you want to be that status, I'm fine with that.
So that was my question. Yeah.
Or not, she has in this case, she doesn't have it. There is such a concept. In this case, you don't have it.
Somewhere.
And that's why I said the second place, it's like you'd be masking. Okay, we'll stop here.
Let's start now.